Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right, Sell, Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of the podcast. And today we're going to be continuing an interview that I did with Tracy Eamon. She's a social media consultant. She also works with the Women's Speakers Association. She helps run their Twitter chats. And that's actually what we talked about in the last episode. So in case you missed that, look for it on either on my website, GloriaRand.com, or if you're listening on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, check it out because she had some great information in there about how the Women's Speakers Association was able to grow their membership base through these Twitter chats. It was really great information. So today, I'm going to talk with Tracy some more, and we're going to be getting into the importance of keyword research and how that actually fits into social media marketing and whether it matters anyway, how that all fits in. So I encourage you to tune in, and we're going to go right to the interview now.
I think keyword research is something that a lot of people don't bother with. They come up with these great keywords that they think people are going to be searching for them by, and in reality, no one's searching for those words. it's very understandable, but it's really taking that little different look at things really helps you be cognizant of how people are searching for the services that you offer. And I think that's really important. So, you know, doing your keyword research and then incorporating what you get back into your social media, into your, you know, your Twitter chats. I think it's really, really important, into your profile, because people are searching for you, but they don't know, you know, they may not know, you know, they've never heard of Tracy Eamon. So they're not going to search for Tracy Eamon because that's not going to help. Or they won't know, or if they're coming to my website, you know, they might be searching for partnering and success, but they're already searching for it. And we're not really looking for people who already know we're here. We want to kind of be knocking on the door of people out there that have issues and problems or desires that we can help them, you know, either appease, achieve, reach, you know, reach those goals. So yes, keywords and keyword research is really important. And you know that as well, right? Because I mean, you incorporating your keywords into your copywriting is incredible, and yet so few people do it.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a necessary evil, and I know people get confused over it sometimes, but there's tools out there, and you don't even have to necessarily spend a ton of money either. There's free tools, and it just requires a little time and effort to it. Let's see. I'm trying to think. Well, do you have any other like advice that you can think of for anybody who, other than like you said, consistency? I know you talked about for the Twitter chats, but anything else that someone should be aware of? Maybe would it be a good idea for them to even like how to promote it? I guess that's a good question. How would you best go out and promote the Twitter chat?
So make use of your social media. Put it in, if you have a weekly newsletter that goes out, make sure that you incorporate it into there and let people know that you're posting. Ask people, tag people when you are introducing the upcoming chat. So when we're introducing our chats, you know, we're tagging our guests, and we're tagging some individuals that we know maybe have asked us questions in the past about that particular topic. So you just want to be, you want to be consistent. You want to get that information out there consistently so people know to put it on their calendars. And, you know, it works really well that way.
That's great. Awesome. So you guys have been doing this for 3 years now, and I take it you've gotten a lot of benefit out of it, which is why you continue to do it, right? Can you maybe give some examples of what kind of concrete benefits you've gotten as a result?
Well, and most of my Twitter presence has probably been grown through speaker chat. Just because I'm sharing the information that's important to me and my clientele, right? Mm-hmm. So it's huge that way. It's helped with clout scores because you're consistently putting out information about topics that people are responding to. It's helped with engagement too. So a lot of times, I mean, you can post stuff all the time, but if nobody is, you know, liking it or sharing it or commenting, then it really just doesn't have that same impact that you really want it to. So it's been really beneficial that way. And it helps to kind of build yourself. It does. It helps to build your expertise. So people know that, you know, I'm associated with Speaker Chat. So, you know, they'll find out a little bit more about me. Like, why, what does she know about speakers or Speaker Chats, right? And then they'll find out that I am, you know, on the executive team of Women Speakers Association, do a lot of work with them, you know, keywords, social media. So it allows you to get in front of people. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably one of the bigger things. You know, we share out content on social media that might be other people's content that's valuable to our followers, but having a chat will allow you to actually share out information that maybe is even more specific to you. So it's information that, you know, you're creating, that you're putting out there, which is also a good factor.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate the information. And how can people get in contact with you if they would like to connect with you on either social media? And I know, I think you mentioned your website. So if you want to give yourself a little plug here. Yeah, go for it.
Sure, I'd love to. So you can come visit me at partneringinsuccess.com. If you have any social media questions, please feel free to just go direct to asktracy.com. So T-R-A-C-E-Y. And I am in the process, if I can put another little plug in right now, I'm in the process of putting together a program on incorporating keywords into social media and your online presence. So I'm going to be announcing that in the near future. So if you follow me on social media, then you'll probably be able to find out a bit more about that. So,
all right, great. Well, yeah. Look forward to learning more about that. That sounds like it's going to be something very good. So awesome.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for being with us today on Write, Sell, Succeed. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. And we will look forward to checking you out, I guess, on the next speaker chat.
That's right. Yes. And thank you so much. This has been great.
All right. Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that interview as much as I did. I just got a lot of value out of talking with Tracy. She's a wonderful person and just a lot of great expertise that she has. And I'm so glad that I was able to share that with you today or over the last couple of days. So remember, if you missed part one of the interview, check that out on either my website, GloriaRand.com, or you can go to iTunes or Stitcher Radio, wherever you listen to this podcast now, go back and listen to part one because it was really great. And of course, I do encourage you as always to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher Radio because that way you won't miss out on the next episodes and where I'll be sharing more tips on marketing online, how to grow your business, how to be able to attract your ideal client because that's what it's all about. You know, it's a new year. Time to start fresh again. And if 2015 didn't quite work out the way you wanted, you know what? It's okay. This is a new year, and let's make it a great one, okay? I know I'm going to do my best to do that, and I've got lots of good things I know are going to happen this year, and I'm looking forward to it. So as always, I do encourage you as well to connect with me on social media. I'd love to be able to hear from you on Twitter or Facebook, at Gloria Rand, and use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed. I can't wait to be able to hear, you know, if what's going on with you. And if you have any questions or concerns that's going on in your business, please share them with me because you know what? If I can address that in a future podcast episode, not only will it help you, but it might help somebody else out there as well who may be going through the same challenges, the same struggles, or you know, or at least something similar. And I know they'd be able to benefit from that. So, okay. I guess that's going to do it. So until next time, I am Gloria Rand, wishing all of you much peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter, at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed.